USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of the young man who allegedly injured four people, including his teacher when he opened fire at a Texas high school, claimed the 18-year-old had been bullied. Timothy Simpkins, a student at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, was charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after turning himself in Wednesday afternoon. Simpkins is being held on a $75,000 bond. All victims in the hospital are expected to survive. When asked about bullying allegations by some parents, school spokesman Donald Williams said the Mansfield District is conducting a full investigation. A federal judge ordered Texas to temporarily suspend the heartbeat law designed to save the lives of voiceless babies. The President Obama-era judge called it offensive deprivation of a constitutional right. Police on the hunt for Brian Laundrie have reportedly discovered a recently used campsite at the sprawling Carlton Reserve in Sarasota, Florida. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
Let's get some more information on a judge's temporary ban on the Texas heartbeat law that passed muster with the Supreme Court but was blocked by a district judge. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to suspend its restrictive abortion law. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman gave the law its first legal blow since it went into effect last month. The law bans most abortions after 6 weeks. It also deputizes private citizens so they can file lawsuits against violators. But a suit from the Biden administration explained the law defies the Constitution. Texas officials may head to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to get the suspension reversed. That court has previously allowed the restrictions to take effect. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The heartbeat law had been in effect since September 1st. We are USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Tunnel to Towers aids American heroes that have paid the ultimate price or have been severely injured in defense of the American dream. It was started in 2001 in the memory of Steven Siller. The firefighter lost his life assisting New Yorkers at Ground Zero on 9/11. Tunnel to Towers Foundation was established by Siller's brother, Frank Siller, and the group pays off mortgages of surviving family members. Thursday morning on Fox News, Frank announced 50 more mortgages will be paid off with donations made by the American people's generosity.
That we are delivering 50 mortgage-free homes today. You just saw some of the great heroes. There's so many others out there that need our help. I can't thank Fox Corp enough also because I don't know if I'm sure you guys know this, that on September 11th, they donated $1 million to Tunnel to Towers Foundations. And we raised a lot of money from that walk and a lot of awareness, and we were able to do these 50 homes. But we count on the $11 a month. You know that. Mm-hmm. The $11 a month, D2T.org, and that's how we get it done. Every day for us, whether it's in our community by our law enforcement or our firefighters or most certainly for our country, every single day. I mean, we just lost 13, right, in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
One of them was Lance Corporal McCullum. His wife was pregnant. He never saw his baby. She just gave birth to their daughter, Riley. And we were already in contact. I spoke to Gigi and I said, we're going to build you a mortgage-free home for that Gold Star family.
T2T.org if you would like to donate. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.